For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The Tennessee General Assembly came to a close last week, but the political drama did not end. Just as lawmakers were taking a victory lap on school vouchers and other measures, a scandal arose in the House of Representatives. Joining us to talk about that is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here.
Well, Otis, it hasn't been an easy week for House Speaker Glenn Cassada. Sexually explicit and racist text messages between him and his top aide, Cade Cawthron, have come to light. Democrats have leveled allegations of wiretapping. Should he step down?
Absolutely. I mean, his credibility is shot, and he cannot talk his way out of this. He can't even lead his way out of this. He needs to resign.
Now, Cassada dismissed these texts as locker room talk, a phrase famously used by President Trump. But many Tennessee conservatives are not taking misogyny very lightly this time. Knoxville Republican Bill Dunn has called for his resignation. Dunn would also likely become Cassada's replacement. Dunn has a lot of support, even from Democrats.
Yes, he does. And he says it with sincerity that, you know, this is not a job that I ever really, really wanted. I think he's doing this because he sees just how toxic Glenn Cassada has become.
So let's talk about some of the major legislation that became Tennessee law this year. Mm-hmm. You are a college professor. How about we have you give these a grade?
I'd be more than happy to. I just finished grading my students, so I'm ready to do this.
All right. First, what would be your grading criteria for Tennessee laws?
Well, a good law is one that benefits the majority of Tennesseans, that is fiscally responsible, that solves a big problem, that leads the state in a forward direction. On the other end of the spectrum, a law that is regressive, makes us look like we live in the Stone Age, does not help a lot of people, especially fiscally, that's where I would give the poor grades to.
Okay, let's start with an easy one.
Okay.
A ban on holding cell phones in your hand while driving.
I'd give that an A-.
A-.
Yeah, I like that.
How about natural hairstyling law? This drops some licensing for African-American styles of hair braiding.
I remember that one. I give that a B-. There are a lot of people who style hair, and they don't need to go through a whole lot of bureaucracy and red tape.
So let's move on to Governor Lee's school voucher plan.
I think it was ill thought out. They made a lot of changes at the last minute just to get it over the finish line, telling rural legislators, vote for this because it won't apply to you. That's a problem. You only have a bill that applies to Shelby County and Davidson County. None of our local legislators wanted it, and so I give that one a D- to an F.
What about online sports betting in Tennessee, which we now have?
I support that. It would have been okay even to have it at a specific location like Beale Street, but I give it an A-.
The so-called trigger ban on abortion if Roe versus Wade is overturned.
D. I give it a D. I'm not a big fan of it.
But you did think this was better than the heartbeat bill.
Which I give an F.
Okay. How about a big $23 million tax break for FedEx to put into its hub expansion?
I'll give that an A-. A lot of people would make the argument that FedEx doesn't need a lot of tax breaks, but tax breaks go to a lot of different people. FedEx is our largest employer. They do a lot in this community. They have given back far more for the civic good.
Here's a law. New fines for voter registration groups that turn in too many inaccurate forms.
I give that an F. It's not that I think that people should be intentionally turning in incomplete forms. I just think that the legislature went way too far. It sends a chilling effect to voting.
There was a law that puts limitations on local police oversight boards, which ultimately did not completely take away subpoena power, which was a big issue about this law.
Yeah, I didn't like that law either. I thought it probably deserves a C- to a D. There are some police departments that don't like to be second-guessed on things, but I think it's good to have police oversight. So I thought that was a regressive law.
Tennessee also passed a ban on selling or giving guns to someone who you know is receiving treatment for mental illness.
Oh, I support that. Absolutely. That's an A, easily.
Mm-hmm. How about this law that now provides female inmates with feminine hygiene products at no charge?
I like that law as well. There was a problem there that needed to be addressed, and I think that was the right thing to do.
there are some laws that you never thought would need to be a law.
Well, right. but that is one. And again, that's one of those examples of looking at a problem and trying to correct the problem. So I think that they did right on that one.
All right. So that's the report card for Tennessee laws by Professor Otis Sanford, who is off to teach in Germany at the Johann Gutenberg University for the next 3 weeks.
That's right.
So this week, I guess we have to say auf Wiedersehen.
Well, I thought I knew how to say many thanks, but I better not say it on the air because I'll mess it up. So thank you.
We'll test you on your German when you get back.
Please do. I'll be able to be fluent in it by the time I get back.
This is WKNO News.